Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Well, it seems like all of the talk on all of the news stations right now is about the eclipse, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, every story, everything on their website is about the eclipse. And this morning, there's information that it may be a wider path of totality being a total eclipse here in Texas than any other place in the world this is going to go on. Of course, it would be here in Texas because we have the coolest people in Texas. Like 105-year-old Laverne Beiser. Laverne, by the way, is an eclipse chaser.
How old is she?
105 years old.
Okay. Wow.
And by the way, it's a guy.
Oh.
Oh.
105 years ago, I guess they named guys Laverne, right? Okay. Because Laverne says he's been chasing eclipses since he was little.
I've seen 12 eclipses. We've traveled all over the world to see them. I was lucky I had money back in those days. I could walk out the door here, look up and see it. You don't need to go anywhere. My science teacher, I loved all my science classes.
Loved all the science classes.
Oh.
He's in the totality path of the eclipse that's coming through.
Really?
That's cool.
And he just gets to walk out there, 105 years old.
Walking.
So that's kind of cool. So the first thing that's odd is that his name is Laverne.
I'll
give you that. But the second odd thing is he's believed to be the only person in the world that's seen over 10 eclipses. Do you know when the next eclipse is going to be?
No idea.
Next total eclipse viewable in the United States is not until 2044.
Whoa. Sorry, Laverne, you're going to miss that one.
Well, and he may not be the only one in this room that would miss that one. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can we get an amen for this cool dude, Laverne?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Celebrating folks here in Texas. We love telling you about good news because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. If you have something going on in your world that you'd love to share with us, we'd love to share it with Bull Nation. You can be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. The brisket bracket is as close as it's ever been yesterday, but today's a different story. We'll get to that in just a second. Good morning. Welcome to the morning bullpen. I'm George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, George?
Eric with a K also here.
Good morning.
On what is a spectacular morning here in Houston? It's like 53 degrees, low humidity. In April, I'll take it. It also brings us to our brisket bracket because this weekend, you know, all the brackets are wrapping up. The final four now is ready in the men's and women's college basketball games. And the final fork started yesterday in our brisket bracket. And we had one of the closest games we've ever had in the brisket bracket for yesterday.
Yes, Driftwood in the Box came down to two single votes across both Instagram and Facebook.
Thousands of votes that were cast, and that's how close it was.
Two votes. And then, so Driftwood took that competition. Then Brett's and Corkscrew went up against each other, and Corkscrew won. Today, it is Final Fork. Mm-hmm. The results will come in at 7:30 between Old Bucks and Blowin' Smoke.
Okay.
It's not even close, y'all.
Really?
We're not going to say which way.
No, you can go see for yourself. Once you vote on Instagram and Facebook at The Bull Houston, it'll show you the results of how it's going.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly how many votes, but you'll see the percentages for yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Not really close. Okay. We need some brisket fans to show up and help us find the best brisket in Houston.
How much time, Mo? When is the voting close?
7:30.
7:30. Okay. So if you want to vote in today's brisket bracket.
Yes.
Vote often.
But just to make it to the Final Fork is an honor.
You're right.
It is
somebody's
right.
Got to win. Somebody's got to not win.
That's exactly
you're
right.
You're still there.
That's what you say. Be getting to the Final Fork, but they want to be in the what do they call it? Final Chew?
Chew, yes.
The Final Chew.
Oh my
you
God.
Want to be in the Final Chew. So you vote until 7:30. So it's dope. The brisket bracket. We're looking for the best brisket in the Houston area, and it's based on your vote. So go vote till 7:30 here on The Bull. If you had a robotic arm, what would you want it to do special? Have you ever thought about that? I'm going to get to that in a second, okay? Because here in Space City in Houston, we know a little bit about robotic arms. I mean, NASA's had one for years. They had it on the space shuttle. Now there's a robotic arm on the space station. Did you see, by the way, that NASA is accepting applications to become astronauts?
I'm out.
Are you at?
No, it would drive me nuts. Being out in space in a tin can.
You could do the 10-minute tune every day from space.
There you go.
It could happen there. But in reading about this, I saw an interesting article. If your non-dominant hand, okay, not the hand that does everything, but your non-dominant hand is replaced by a robotic hand. Okay, you following me?
Okay.
What gadget do you think most people would want included on their robotic hand? So they're saying in the future, your non-dominant hand, not the one you use for everything, but the other one, is replaced by a robotic hand that can help you out. What gadget do you think they would want? Mo, what would you want on your robotic hand?
I want my thumb to be a milk dispenser. 2% milk, dairy from a cow.
What? So anytime you want milk, you just suck
my
your thumb.
Yes. You guys, I thought about this like way before you ever brought this up. For years, I've said this.
Really?
Yes.
For years?
I love milk, and sometimes when you're out of milk, it's desperation. And I wish I could just suck my thumb and there would be milk there.
Would Eric?
I can see why your husband fell in love with you.
Eric, what would you have? What gadget would you have on your robotic hand?
Well, I think the number one answer would have to be a phone, right?
Okay, so
everybody want a phone, and then you have to hold it up like you're miming
like
a phone,
you're
but you're actually
phone, right?
talking on a phone.
Number two choice was a smartphone with a touchscreen in the palm that would be integrated into your super strong hand.
But if I had to choose for myself, I would now choose milk.
Because
you're
thirsty.
Come here, Mo.
What would you choose? And we'll tell you the number one answer. Coming up, 713-881-5500. What gadget would you choose if you had a robotic hand? You let us know. 713-881-5500.
Yeah.
NASA has a robotic arm. What if you did? I mean, just think like Luke in Star Wars. Remember he got that robotic hand?
Yeah, you remember that, Mo?
Oh, it's my favorite part in the whole 500 movies.
What gadget would you have in your robotic hand? 713-881-5500. Alan is in Santa Fe. Alan, what would you have? What gadget would you have in your robotic hand?
I would have a fishing pole.
A fishing pole?
Oh, yes.
Actually, you know what? That's not a bad suggestion.
You could
well, if it's retractable.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You don't want it swinging around all the time. Fair.
But I know several people that would like, okay, yeah. So that way you could go fishing anytime.
Anytime,
you wouldn't have to worry
anywhere,
about having
any
your
place.
Stuff.
Yes, let's do it.
I could see that. There was a question that was asked, if your non-dominant hand was replaced by a robotic hand, what gadget would you include? Mo said milk dispenser.
Yes.
Was that on the list, George?
That was not,
not on in the top 10.
That was not on the top of the list. Eric agreed that also was not on. No, you went back and said smartphone.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if you had your phone on your hand, then you'd never lose it and you'd always be able to stay in touch with people.
That's so on the list?
That was the number two answer given by people. They surveyed over 5,000 people on this. Super strong grip. And that was kind of a given, like you have the super strong grip. But the smartphone was number two.
Uh-huh.
Number one was a flashlight.
Oh, come on, really?
Built in. But just think how cool that would be.
How often do you need a flashlight?
I mean, I use it every morning.
I was going to say, I use the flashlight on my phone every morning when I'm getting dressed.
But we're different. I feel like normal people that don't get up at in the morning don't need a flashlight every day.
Integrated phone is number two.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Here's the one that cracked me up. Number three. The retractable claws like Wolverine.
Put that to number one, George. Put that right to number
one.
When's
the last time you used your retractable claws, Eric?
I think there's some guys that got involved in the voting there. Number four on the list would be powered screwdrivers on the fingertip.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Handyman. I can kind of
see that. So
literal handyman.
What would you choose?
Get out of here.
What gadget? I mean, we have a lot of smart people here, a lot of people that work for NASA, right? We want to know, what gadget would you choose if you had a robotic hand? 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. All right, coming up, we're just about 30 minutes away from taking suggestions on what Eric should sing about today on the 10-Minute Tune. You got something on your mind, get ready to join the show. But right now, we're finishing up talking about the topic of if you had a robotic hand, your non-dominant hand gets replaced by a robotic hand. What gadget would you have in there? 713-881-5500. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Belk. I'm calling from Cyprus.
What would you put in your non-dominant robotic hand?
A little mini helicopter rotor so I could just fly to work and not have to mess with traffic.
Hilarious.
Wait, I bet you. Where do you live? Katie? I-10? I-45? Where do you live? Where you?
On the west side, but I've been in traffic all my life.
My life.
We want to know, what gadget would you put in your robotic hand? You can let us know. 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Until 7:30 to vote in the brisket bracket in the final fork matchup today between Blowin' Smoke and Old Bucks. That voting for that goes on until 7:30 this morning. And then, of course, we'll announce our next final fork matchup coming up at 7:50 this morning. So get ready to vote in the brisket bracket. Looking for a little good news this morning? We got it right here in Houston. One of our... Can you say people? One of our favorite people?
No.
Mm-mm.
One of our favorite things in Houston? Just won a bunch of awards?
No, he's not a thing. That's offensive, George.
Is it offensive?
Yeah, he's a...
What's a bovine?
Beings. One of our favorite... Yeah, bovines. That's good.
One
that's
of presents. Our favorite bovines.
Our favorite. Second favorite bovine is Toro from the Houston Texans.
It was a long, winding road to get there, but we did it.
We did.
Well,
I just didn't know how to refer to him. It's like, right. I don't want to say mascot. But that's technically what it is, right?
He's a mascot. He's a great one. And he brought home two NFL Mascot Awards during this year's NFL Mascot Summit. Did you know that existed?
What did he win for? What were the awards for?
Toro was awarded Social Media Presence of the Year.
Oh, by the way, I agree with that.
Yes. So good.
I mean, always. The social media for Toro is always great.
I don't follow a lot of mascots, but he seems to be active. So I don't know if I can, like, judge. He also won Skit of the Year. Y'all remember he was upgrading some fans during the Titans game. And he walked him down really close to the field, and there was a Titans fan sitting in a seat. So Toro hooked him up to, like, this cord and slung him into the air.
Oh, yeah, into
inside
the
NRG.
Yeah.
It was really funny. It was a great skit, and it earned him. It was one that they referenced when he got this award.
Wow.
He's awesome.
That is awesome.
We just posted up at the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. A lot of love for Toro, so please go like it. Let him know you care about him.
And also help see so that we can get, like, social media award of the year or whatever.
I don't think that's happening.
If we're riding on his coattails, right?
Good
we can do that.
Luck.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen, 10-minute tune is on the way. That's at 7:30 this morning. You got a suggestion for Eric? You can always let us know. 713-881-5500 here on the Bull. You know, on mornings like this, it's just a little easier to get out there in the middle of traffic or drive to work or drive to school. It's going to be 75 today and sunny. Right now, 53 degrees at the Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. Let's see if we can put a smile on your face this morning. This is where you call and you suggest something crazy for Eric to sing about. If he likes it, he'll take 10 minutes, go out in the hallway, create a song, and he'll come back and perform it for you. But it has to start with your suggestions this morning.
And we have Sarah on the phone in Friendswood. Hey, Miss Sarah, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Well, I just found the last two eggs that we hit on Sunday.
Oh, that's
so real.
We're missing two. Can you come to my house and look?
Yeah, they were in a shoe and inside the dog's toy box.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Ew, nothing like rotten eggs after Easter to get you going there. All right, we'll write that one down. Let's go to line two, Eric.
All right, that's Samantha and Katie. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Crawfish season.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second. Didn't we do a crawfish last week? I think we did one last week.
Yeah, Samantha, you're in luck. You don't have to wait 10 minutes. You just go to themorningbullpen.com right now, and you can hear your song.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, we load them up every day. It was a really good one, too. You can try it out there. Let's talk to John, who is in... John, you're here in Houston. What do you want Eric to sing about?
I ate a bag of Russell Stover's sugar-free chocolate last night. My friend warned me not to eat more than one or two, but I didn't listen to him. What does he know, right? Well, I ate the whole bag, and I'm just farting left and right. I can't stop it. I'm heading into work right now. Yeah. It helps with, like, weight loss, and it helps with, like, getting fit. It's kind of like your cheat treat. But I went to town on this sucker. Uh-huh. And, like, right now, it's just like an uncontrollable bomb. And I work at a university.
I can tell you this.
I am not going to be taking the fall for these rips today. So I'm just going to be awkward, and I'm just going to blame it on other people.
Okay.
John, I want to do this so bad, but I've been banned from doing poop humor.
Yeah, they. The
I want to do it so bad.
He gave you everything you needed.
Yes, this would be the perfect tune.
No more. Sorry, John.
Good luck
all right,
with
let's
your
go,
day.
Eric. If you'll go down to line five, please.
Christy is on the phone. Yep. Katie, hey, Christy, what should I sing about today?
I think you should sing about the bluebonnet.
Okay. Yeah. We were talking about that. Mo took some pictures with the bluebonnets. It's that season. What would you recommend that he include in a bluebonnet song?
The time of year that it blooms, and like the places that where you can see them at, and
pull over on the side of the road and almost die.
You're being so sweet about it. I'm like, there are rattlesnakes in there. There are people that are trespassing in order to get these photos, causing traffic on 290.
Who knew that something so beautiful could cause so much trouble?
I love this topic.
I know, right?
I think we should do this, but I hear something in this suggestion that I'm really going to focus on, okay?
For the bluebonnets?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chrissy, we're going to choose you today, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
10 minutes on the clock. Let's find out what he can create today for bluebonnets on the 10-minute tune. It's coming up next here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody's focused on the Final Four, but here in Houston, we're concerned with the Final Fork. We have the Final Four teams in our brisket bracket. We'll give you the results from yesterday's Final Fork matchup, and we'll set the matchup for today. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes here on The Bowl. Time to find out what Eric has created today on the 10-minute tune. These always come from your suggestions.
And this one came from Chrissy in Katy.
I think it's the thing about the blue bonnet.
Okay, the blue bonnet.
Of course, that's so sweet.
It's that time of year, but it's going to be interesting to see what kind of... Because Eric said he heard something in the suggestion that made him immediately think of a song. So he's back in the studio.
Hi, Eric. How'd it go? Yeah, I'm back. Can I regret a 10-minute tune before I perform it?
We usually do, but...
Is that a lot? Like, if I was in a real songwriting session with other songwriters and I went down a path, I would just go, you know what? This song sucks. Let's start over.
But we don't have that
option.
We
don't have time. We got to keep going. Yeah. I said, yes, I'll do Blue Bonnets. And so I went down this road and it got dark. Okay?
Okay.
In the style of Life is a Highway.
Oh, okay. Life is a Highway for the Blue Bonnet song. Okay, today here on the Morning Bullpen.
In Texas, blue bonnet season is here, but please do not pick them. Tourists come from all around to take pictures. Man, they freak out. Some people seriously act like they ain't seen a flower in their whole dang life. They stop the car on the road like morons the family unloads. I just don't understand. All for the Instagram. They're standing there, cameras in hand. Kids on the highway. Don't go dying on the road.
Eric.
Splat. You'll go by. Hey, don't go dying on the road.
Okay, we regret it immediately on the 10-minute tune
it's a
as well.
Service announcement.
Yes. I'm saving lives here.
Don't
kids on the highway.
Don't pull over on the highway. It's not safe.
Don't
there
do
you
it. Go.
Don't
thank
do
you.
It. Everybody wants to. I but can't.
Thanks
don't
for
do
having
it.
My back.
I can't. I'm trying really hard.
Complaint emails to Eric with a K.
BubbleHouston.com.
It's our 10-minute tune. We're going to put that up on our podcast. You can get it at themorningbullpen.com. And all you have to do is subscribe, and that way you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen coming up the 810 Amen. Also, after 8 o'clock, you have a chance to take $100 from Mo with Mo Knows Country. Stay tuned. That's on the way here on The Bull. But right now, we are deep into the brisket bracket. We're in the Final Fork. Brisket bracket is this.
Let me tell you, everyone else is thinking about basketball. We're thinking about brisket. We started out with the Meat 16.
Here
it
we
was
go.
Completely based on nominations, and we've been whittling it down based on votes only. Votes you can help regulate based on voting on Instagram and Facebook.
And
yesterday's matchup was Old Bucks versus Blowin' Smoke.
Going into this, we knew this was going to be rough.
Yes. And in fact, Blowin' Smoke even said on Facebook, they've been posting like crazy. They've been so humbled and excited by this experience. They just started in 2021, veteran-owned operation. It's a small upstart, and they were so blown away just to be in the Final Four. And admittedly, it was a tough hill to climb because Old Bucks took the victory. We'll just say that.
Okay, yeah. So that was our first Final Four matchup.
So that means Old Bucks has made it to the final chew.
There we go. Get it? Final chew. Final chew there. So.
Congratulations, y'all. Congrats to everyone.
Blowin' Smoke, just an honor to be there. They were the long shot in the Final Four, and just an honor to be there. And now Old Bucks is there. And today, the matchup is going to be Corkscrew and Driftwood. And Eric, you have the folks from Corkscrew on the phone.
So last year, you were what we call the reserve grand champion.
Yeah, that's what we are. We wear that badge with honor.
Right.
So tell folks about Corkscrew if this is their first time hearing about you. Tell us about Corkscrew.
Absolutely. Corkscrew is a business that my wife and I started 15 years ago now in our driveway. It naturally, organically grew. We started with a catering, went to a food truck, and we've been in a brick and mortar for 9 years now.
What is it about your brisket?
The brisket, I mean, there's just no comparison. In my opinion, we use the absolute best quality meat. We give it all the attention that it needs, and it's the most managed every single day. Every time you come here, it's the same thing. Every time. Perfect. It is so consistent that, I mean, you can count on us. Every time you come here, if you bring a friend here and you hype the place up for us, we're going to live up to the hype. We're going to do you right every time.
Okay. All right. Well, today, Corkscrew is up against Driftwood. Chris is on the phone. Chris, tell us about Driftwood.
So we started in 2021. We're a small, veteran-owned business based out of Santa Fe. And we've been running a food truck.
That's crazy. I love this.
I've been keeping up with all of your social media, and y'all just seem to be so humbled and appreciative of being part of the brisket bracket. Tell us about that.
This is huge for a guy like myself, you know, small business. My wife has been beyond patient with me in getting this going. This is incredible. We are so incredibly grateful to our voters and to y'all for, you know, having something like this for us to get our name out there.
Wait, Chris, I'm like genuinely curious. How did you just stop and tell your wife that this is something you were really going to pursue?
Ooh, so I was not really, you know, enjoying the line of work I was in, and family kept saying, you should think about selling barbecue, you should think about it. And finally one night we sat down and we said, you know, let's try this on the side. So we ran it on the side for about a year and a half or so. And then we had some stuff in life where I needed to be more available to the kids. Oh. And it was just God's perfect timing.
Do you have some place where your food truck usually is? If people want to find you in Santa Fe, where and when can they find you?
Right now, we're Tuesday and Thursdays at Valero in Tech City at Gate 3. And then first, third, and fifth Saturdays will be at Tanger Outlet for the Bay Area Farmers Market.
Nothing better than good barbecue at a gas station. I'm telling you. It's a tough battle, but those are the two that you're voting for today. Corkscrew and Driftwood. You can start voting now. It's open for 24 hours. Who advances on in the brisket bracket? We'll find out tomorrow morning here on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Oscar is in Santa Fe, and he wants to take $100 off Mo. But Oscar, here's what you have to do to get it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, Oscar, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Oscar, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Oscar, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started.
Let's go. Get out of here.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, Dolly and Willie are back at the top of the charts by collaborating with this Texas artist on her new album. Can you name that Texas artist?
Yes. You want me to name it?
Yes.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Question number two. Maybe now he'll have more time to write songs. This former voice judge has only written four songs for his last five albums. Can you name this former voice judge?
Blake Shelton.
Question number three. It was nearly 50 years ago that Glenn Campbell hit number one for 34 weeks in a row with the song Rhinestone Blank. Fill in that blank.
Cowboy.
Question number four. Name the two Texas gentlemen that'll be playing with Katie Offerman at Texas A&M in June.
George Strait and Parker McCollum.
And question number five, Adam Kruger, a local Houston meteorologist, works country lyrics into his weather forecast. Does he work for A, Fox 26, B, KHOU 11, or C, CW 39?
11.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against.
Hello there.
Okay.
Oscar.
Oh, Oscar, you did so great.
Wait, are you potato Oscar?
No, different Oscar.
Oh, okay, good time.
I was concerned.
Yes.
Oscar, you got 4 out of 5.
Crap.
Right on.
All right. All right, Mo.
So inconspicuous.
All right, you ready?
No, not really.
Okay. Question number one. Okay. Dolly and Willie are back at the top of the charts by collaborating with this Texas artist on her new album. Name her.
It's controversial. It's Beyonce.
But they're top of the charts.
Yeah,
that's
but
all,
they're not really collaborating, George. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No.
Question.
One to one. He
enough
knew.
Of
okay,
that.
Fair.
We could debate that another time. Okay. Question number two. Maybe now he'll have time to write more songs. This former voice judge says he's only written 4 songs over his last 5 albums.
Oh, geez.
Can you name the former voice judge?
Is it Blake Shelton?
It is Blake Shelton. Only 4 songs in the last 5 albums.
Okay, 2 to 2.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. It was nearly 50 years ago that Glenn Campbell was number one for 34 weeks in a row with the song Rhinestone Blank. Fill in the blank.
Wait, is it Rhinestone Cowboy?
It is Rhinestone Cowboy.
I know that song. Yes. I know that song, but I did not know that it was him that wrote it or sang it or
Whoa.
No.
Okay, 3 to 3. I thought she'd miss that one, Oscar.
I did, too.
So did I.
Question number four.
Okay.
Name the two Texas gentlemen that'll be playing with Katie Offerman at Texas A&M in June.
That's funny. George Strait and Parker McCollum.
That is correct. It is George and Parker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 4 to 4.
All right, question number five.
Okay.
Adam Kruger, a local Houston meteorologist, works country lyrics into his weather forecast sometimes.
Oh, I've seen this.
Does he work for A, Fox 26, B, KHOU 11, or C, CW 39?
I have no idea. I'm going to guess A.
No, he works for CW 39.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
It would have been C is what we were looking
for.
Oscar,
you got that wrong, too.
Yeah.
So 4 to 4 means Mo protected her money.
Dang.
I'm sorry, Oscar.
Those are good questions, George.
Oh, what?
For once, finally. Oscar, you agree,
that?
Right?
Good question.
Yes.
Fair.
I would have stumped on the last one, too.
It's okay. It's barely Oscar, country. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you got to say to get out of here, my friend?
Yes. This is Oscar from Santa Fe, Texas, and I lost to Mo because Mo knows country.
She does.
Sweet.
You'll get a chance to play her. Tomorrow morning, 8:20, will be the next chance to take the $100 in Mo Knows Country here on 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud with a little Aaron Watson this morning on 100.3 The Bull. Coming up, we have the brisket bracket voting going on. It's going on all day today. It gets our other team into the final chew. Today, it is going to be Corkscrew against Driftwood in one of our Final Fork games. Yes, we have all the puns when it comes to our bracket, okay? The voting goes on until 7:30 tomorrow morning. Go to our stories, and you can vote there. The Bull Houston on Instagram or Facebook.
Eric and I are fighting again. And I need someone from the Houston Zoo to call. 713-881-5500.
Somebody from the zoo? What are you all fighting about?
Always something. Yeah. But today, okay, we were just talking about people that take their kids to weird places. Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, this week, 24 hours ago, yeah.
And Eric said something about the zoo and how you go there without your children.
and we started fighting about it.
See, Mo thinks that the zoo is a kid place. She thinks it's the same as Disneyland, as Legoland.
Yeah, it is a kid place.
No, it's not.
The zoo?
Eric's treating the zoo like it's freaking a bookstore that adults go and just like wander through to learn
more. Adults go to the zoo all the time. I guarantee there is an adult headed to the zoo without a child right this moment.
No!
Yes!
It is a day of the week they should be at work.
I was going to say, so other than working at the zoo or volunteering.
Yes. Right. Yep.
An adult who is on their way to the zoo, you can call us right now, 713-881-5500. I'm kind of on Mo's side.
George, I knew you'd have my back on this because Eric's being ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous.
No one goes to the zoo as an adult without a child.
No, there's nothing geared for kids at the zoo.
Everything is geared. You don't ride the carousel. You don't. Every like little thing that you can read is like down low so they can touch it. Their germs are everywhere. You can get kids' cups. You can take strollers through. There's changing stations. They even go as far as to make nights at the zoo that are 21 and up. So there are no kids there. So adults that do want to go to the zoo can go and drink and have fun without kids being
there. No, that is because the zoo is for adults and they are sick of the kids being there. So they do that so the kids aren't there.
No, see, I kind of agree with Mo that they have to tell you that it's okay for adults to come.
And I go on those nights. So. I've definitely been. I love to drink with my friends. Yeah. I love our zoo. I think it's an awesome experience, but it is targeted for children.
Nope, not at all.
The last time I was at the zoo, I was with people that had three kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I take my kids to the zoo, too. Mm-hmm. I haven't been without my kids since I had kids.
Yes.
But pre-kids, great date place, holding hands, looking at the animals, drinking. That is not weird.
There's children running everywhere. Why would you want to go on a date like that?
Because it's magical. It's the zoo. It's for everyone.
Nothing with children is magical, including Disney. I hate it, and you should not go there as an adult without children either.
We've had that conversation. You did a 10-minute tune about
Disney adults.
Eric's also a Disney adult.
Yeah, and I get that Disney is crafted for children, but the zoo is not a child place.
They're the same thing.
It's a family place.
I want to know. Hang on. Let's just see if we can get somebody who is going to the zoo. Are you going to the zoo right now as an adult? You don't work there, you don't volunteer there, and you don't have a child. Are you on your way to the zoo?
I love going to the zoo. Mm-hmm. Like, just me and my girlfriend. We don't have children, but we go there all the time. We love it.
See? How old are you? And you look at all the animals.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Do you live with your mom? Do you watch anime?
Hey, do not answer that question. Anime is an art form.
George wanted
to know how old you are. How old are you?
I am 28. My girlfriend's 27.
Okay. All right, 28-year-old.
I'm sure you're very
not
pure,
officially an adult yet.
Sweet.
He's 28. He's not officially an adult yet. Are you on your way to the zoo? Do we have anybody who's going to the zoo this morning? Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you on your way to the zoo?
I am not on my way to the zoo, but I am a proud member, yearly member. I am a mother of four children. My pass carries 10 people on there, and I do not want to take my kids every time to enjoy this. I go with adults as well, only at nighttime for the night shows.
See, the night shows. Totally different. I agree.
We take it on the daytime. You know, we have a day trip with the girls. We just go drink and just enjoy the day.
Exactly.
Well, we can actually see the animals.
Wait. No, you're day drinking at the zoo with your girls?
Yes. Okay. With children running around? You have your own children.
No. We don't take our children.
That's what I'm saying. But there's other kids running around is the problem. Like when I don't have my kids, I don't want to be around other people's kids.
Well, see, that's the thing. You get a laugh at the other parents have to take their children while we're just
back. I think you need to go somewhere fun.
Okay,
use your pass to bring me next time, okay? I'll drink with you.
Yeah, and maybe,
I don't judge you.
If there's liquor involved, I'm interested all of a sudden.
I'm a member of the zoo. Hours without my kids, it's fun.
Any adult who's on their way to the zoo, you call us now on the Bull. All right, so we're having an argument in the studio. Mo and I think that the zoo, which by the way, we love the zoo.
But the zoo is targeted to children.
Last time I was there, I told you I was there with a family that had three kids. We did the feeding the giraffe thing.
Very cute.
Oh, love it. The Houston Zoo.
They even
amazing.
Have a nice little fence that's a little low so that children can feed the giraffes.
But I'm with Mo. I think it's mostly for kids. That's what we want to know. 713-881-5500. Any adults headed to the zoo right now?
I think Sylvia is on the phone right now. It says, Sylvia, you are on your way to the Houston Zoo right this minute.
Yes, me and my husband are both in our 60s, and I agree the zoo can be for kids, but I think that's like a weekend thing with grandparents and parents.
Yep.
During the week, it's perfect for older adults like ourselves. We get to enjoy the animals.
Yep.
We get to get our walk on.
Get
and
your
it's
steps
kind of
in.
Romantic.
I love yep. that.
And it's romantic. Yeah. We hold hands. Oh, we get man. To stop and enjoy yeah. lunch.
Look at that.
And you know,
so
we don't,
happy for you,
we don't, you know, I love kids, but we get that already. We do that yeah. with the grandkids. And to us, that's a weekend kids. Thing.
Thank okay. you, Sylvia. Okay. I'm on board. By the way, I'm the only one in this room not judging you. I support yes. your no, lifestyle.
But you know what? She agreed with Mo and I.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, she said, it
the
is
zoo
a kid's place.
Targeted for children.
No, it is not targeted
yes.
for kids.
It is
absolutely for everybody.
She did. Jacqueline's on the phone here in Houston. Jacqueline, are you on your way to the zoo?
I am not this morning. I just came on here to argue with you and Mo.
Please, go ahead. I will yes. turn my microphone off and you go yes. for it because I'm sick of it.
All right. So, Mo, a couple of calls ago, Mo, mm-hmm. you said all of the signage is short for children.
Yes.
Honey, I love you to death and usually I'm so on your side, but there are people who are in wheelchairs. There are people who are
it's
short.
Made for wheelchair people. But
and it is made for
kids and wheelchair people.
Accessible.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
My second one.
Ma'am.
Okay, when places are curated for kids.
Okay, tell me more.
When they are curated for kids, mm-hmm. you cannot enter without having a child. Cheesecake Factory. Chuck E. Cheese cannot enter without having a child.
Wait,
that's exactly
Disney,
right.
You can go as a creep adult.
You can't go to Legoland. You cannot say one grown
Legoland?
Man for Legoland, please. They don't
yep,
let you
Legoland,
go.
Legoland, you have to have a kid.
But I could go, but
Monkey
you could go to the zoo
you
and
have
say,
to have a kid.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. You
wow.
know, Jacqueline, you make good points there.
You do make good points, but I don't agree with you. I think you're weird.
Well, you know what? We can take this on Mono's Country one day, and you'll just go down.
Okay.
Jacqueline, when you said, you know, one day, I thought you were going to say, I am going to drive down there, and I'm going to
take you.
I'm going to come after you. No.
Not
okay.
a good idea, ma'am.
Jacqueline, okay, I think what we should do is just take them to the zoo without children so they can experience the magic.
I'm down for that, especially if I can
yes.
go with, who is the lady that drinks? Day
Sylvia,
drinks?
Yeah. Yes, I remember
lady
her.
Day drinks, yeah. Because here's the thing.
So I'm saying we pregame, and then uh-huh. we go to the zoo, we get hammered, we Uber home.
I don't think we can be friends. I just don't think it's going to work out.
Okay, but
you and I are not the same kind
I'm
of fun.
All I'm hearing is you're going to be Eric's best friend.
Yes. You guys can play video games together at the zoo.
Okay, Mo made a point right before we went live.
What's that?
And she said that when I went to the zoo without kids,
yes,
I was a virgin at the
I'm
time.
I'm just saying, there's a special type of person, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.